Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
RJ Choppy, you are the defending high-low champion.
Yes, sir.
Can you hold on to your title?
Yes,
we'll find
sir.
Out right now as we get ready to play high-low.
Don't let it be NBA.
Oh, man. You know what? The Dallas Mavericks this past week got the number 5 pick in the NBA draft, which, you know, kind of sounds horrible. But is it? All of today's answers are number 5 NBA draft picks.
Oh. Number 5?
Number 5 NBA draft picks.
Yeah, you can't write down your stupid little grocery list now, can you?
No, I can't.
I get a little 17 names you rattle off in overtime.
All right, so we're going to start with the defending champion, RJ Choppy. High pitch, low pitch, different point values. Number 5 NBA draft picks. 3 points, high or low?
Oh, shoot. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Thanks, Galloway. Hi,
whatever.
I love Dame. You know, I think I tweeted recently about, he said, like, I forget the word he used, but it was like, I might be one. It was something. I was like, take that out. You are one of the best in this game.
None of us will get the first. None of us will get it off the first audio
right,
clip.
Right. That's true. Let's go with Elton Brand.
I think Brand went one.
I think he did
two.
He went number one. For 2 points,
what
maybe.
A horrible mistake.
For
what?
Elton Brand.
Brand was nasty.
He was
in
a
the
good
beginning.
Player, yeah. But he was never a one.
For 2 points, name the number 5 pick. Number 5 in 2003. He played college ball 90 minutes north of his hometown.
Dwayne Wade.
Whoa!
There we go.
Played in, born in Chicago. Milwaukee is 90 minutes north at Marquette.
Ooh, man, all see, right. RJ in college years.
Oh, them college,
yeah.
Man.
And he studies maps and
look
stuff.
At the only guy I had written down, too.
Dwayne Wade.
Dang it.
So I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm surprised you didn't have him on the first guess, though. I felt like
I thought of him, but I was like, wait, with Dang? I was like, I don't. Does he play with Dang?
All right,
Dame. He was talking about Dame, like Damian Lillard. Dame Lillard. He was like, I like Dame. I like
I
his game.
I thought he was
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Damian Stoudemire.
Nice.
All right, so 2 points for RJ. Roy, number 5 NBA draft picks, high or low?
I'll go low.
Low for 3 points.
Trumpet, baritone, play the tuba, play some drums. Then I began to write music, and I began to choreograph dances for our band when I was in the band. So I did a lot. I was really into music.
Interesting clip. Not helpful at all.
I love it.
Well, really into music. I'll go Dame. Damian Lillard.
For 2 points, name the number 5 NBA draft pick. Number 5 in 1998, he never won an NBA title, but he did win a gold medal and a slam dunk championship in 2000.
Mm. 2000 dunk champion, though. Oh, that was a while back.
Yeah, it was.
I'll go. No, he won a championship. Nate Robinson? It wasn't even. That's
you're going to kill yourself.
Nate was drafted number 5?
Yeah, drafted a little 4 foot.
Yeah,
three,
no, that was
dude.
Stupid. I just got caught up in the clue.
You're
point. Really going to kick yourself.
Yeah, you are. For 1 point, name the number 5 NBA draft pick. 1998, number 5, never won a title. He
Vince
did.
Carter.
What are you doing, Mr.
Vince
Carolina?
Carter.
You know why I eliminated him? And stupidly, I thought, yeah, he's won a championship. Forget about it. And he didn't.
Nope.
And that's really sad.
No, he did not. So you get 1 point for Vince Carter. RJ, 2 points. Let's round out the first round of high-low NBA draft picks. Number 5 draft picks. Sean, high or low?
Let's go high.
Because it's not just Golden State, not just Cleveland. You see Toronto playing that way. We played that way. But we always got criticized because they said small ball couldn't win. We needed a big guy.
I like that it's not a Warrior, it's not a Cavs. Let me go with Chris Paul.
Oh, I like it.
Think he was taking third?
For 2 points.
You know what, RJ?
I have an idea, but no, I'm not going to say yes.
For 2 points, named the number five draft pick, number five in 1996. He was a two-time world champion, a 10-time All-Star, and a gold medalist. Jesus.
Ray Ray.
The last one got me.
Thank you for that.
For little Jesus.
Shuttlesworth.
Ray Allen.
Thank you very much. All right, 2 points for you. So, Sean, you are tied with RJ with 2 points. Roy, you're still in it, even though you hate the Tar Heels and missed on Vince Carter. Hmm. So you have 1 point. RJ, defending high-low champion, high or low?
High.
I think when they called me up and told me I was a part of the team, you know, I realized that I was a part of a group of guys that I had pretty much idolized.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
I don't want to give away a guess.
Oh, I like the strategy.
Very good. Very good strategy on your part. For 2 points, name the number five pick. Number five in 1987. He won 6 rings. Pretty good for a guy who lives in the shadows.
Scotty Pippen.
All right. So you end today with 4 points. That means Roy.
Roy knew that one.
You need buckets on this one. You need a three to stay in the game. High or low, number five NBA draft picks?
Go high, please, Troy.
To stay in the game.
I mean, I came from high school where I was cleaning the plate, asked for seconds. I was eating home-cooked meals. My mom was making me whatever I wanted. I knew nothing but garbage disposal.
To stay in.
You slammed your hand, Choppy, like you knew who it was.
I did. Came from high school? Garnett?
Ooh, that's who I would have guessed.
Not Garnett, a guy who used to eat a lot, but now he is svelte. That is Kevin Love. Kevin Love is who we were looking for.
He
Kevin
did not
Love.
Come from high school.
Yeah, that's
he went
what
to
I was.
UCLA.
That's
yeah,
what. That's right.
What was the clue again?
I didn't give a clue. I just played the clip.
His clip.
He was just talking about being in high school.
Well, we all came from high school.
Yeah, the clue would have been he skipped his last 3 years of college eligibility to be drafted by the Grizzlies and then traded.
Wait, you had him written down?
That was the only other name I had written down as a five, but when it said when he said high school, I was like, must have come from high school. And then I thought Darius Miles, I thought.
All right, go microwave my coffee.
All right.
Sad talk.
All right, look at this. RJ, you have 4 points, but Sean,
walk off.
You can walk it off, baby. Number five I'll NBA draft
off.
Picks.
I walk it off.
High or low?
Let's go high.
High for the win.
Every time I've seen you, man, you've always been genuine, and I've tried to always return that. So I ain't the comedian you are, but it's your pleasure to be around.
What the heck was that? I can't. Did he go one, this kid? Did he go one?
Who are we talking about?
Let me guess for the win. Kevin Garnett didn't go one.
He did not. He did go number five.
Oh, RJ!
I'll give you an assist for that one.
Why?
Well, he had Garnett written down.
Oh, did you have his name written down?
He did. The only other guy I had written down was Devin Harris.
Devin Harris went five?
Yeah. To the Mavericks, I think it was five.
Troy, that was really good.
Yeah.
Let's look
solidly
up the
done.
Best number five picks.
Do you guys want the sudden death one just for S and giggles?
Yeah.
All right, you can guess at the end of the clip.
The five blood bonds. It rots, it rusts. It rots for a meal with lots and lots.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well done. Oh, that was
the commercial.
The Taco Bell commercial.
It rocks. It rocks. For some reason, he's so hilarious, he's so charismatic, he can't read a basic commercial.
You want to
make it look natural.
You want to play this Shaq thing? I thought it was okay. The Shaq rap, the Google Me.
Yeah, it was pretty
this
good.
This comes from our sales manager, Sam Morton. He's like, you have to play this. And I went and looked it up, and I was like, okay. Let's play it for Sammy, though. He might give me an advertisement.
Yeah, yeah. You guys know that Shaq and Charles like to argue, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had an argument not too long ago, and Shaq started throwing out some stats. Now we're throwing out some raps.
I didn't have Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant carrying me up and down the court.
So why are you not Hall of Famer?
Because
I got three finals MVP,
because,
Chuck.
Because you
Google me, Chuck.
Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me. I got three finals MVPs. Charles Barkley, you ain't got no rings. Got a championship on two teams. Four rings, bro, you ain't got no rings. Talking championships, don't say things. Oh, you forgot about Shaq? Google me. Hey, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me, Google me.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
You like it?
I like it.
Right,
I like it.
It's pretty good.
Cole Beasley.
Man.
True.
What?
I'm
That's
I'm
not better listen, than Cole.
No, it's not better.
Okay, yeah, there's no Cole Beasley. Actually, it's a factual
I'm actually
statement.
Listening to that album.
You are?
It's not. There's a couple of good tracks on there. There really
you
are.
You see
a couple
Lil Dicky
of good
yesterday?
What?
Lil Dicky talking smack.
To Beast?
No, because he came in studio with Ben and Skin, right?
Yep.
And Beasley was in here as well.
He's a diehard Philly fan.
He's a diehard Philly fan. So Lil Dicky tweeted Cole, and he said, the best rapper in the NFL until I join his squad. And Cole wrote back, ha ha, I appreciate it, bro. Come to the boys. And then Lil Dicky wrote back, and I need to censor it.
Uh-oh.
Did he delete this? He wrote back like, I'd rather go to the XFL than that piece of crap organization.
What?
It was something like that. Something like that he wrote back. But Lil Dicky seemed to be very cool when he came in here with, here it is, I'd rather play in the XFL than join that piece of S organization. Yeah, I characterized it right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.